Good morning. It's Alma in the Morning, and it is Common Sense Radio. Jamie Allman here with you, and I am here with, well, it's kind of like a family reunion of sorts, a different kind of family reunion. So let me tell you about Urology of St. Louis. I've had a fantastic and indeed even life-saving relationship with them, thanks to a couple of doctors there. One of them is Dr. Matt Spellman, who also happens to be my neighbor. And boy, does he put up with a bunch of garbage from me as his neighbor. But love the guy and love what they have done for me. And now you have the Sinclairs. And of course, over the years, I have purchased many cars from the Sinclair family. And so me, Dr. Matt Spellman, and Tony Godfrey from Sinclair Buick GMC are all together now, offering you a huge and potentially life-saving chance to get a free, totally free, prostate cancer screening. And, you know, September is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month, and Urology of St. Louis partnering with iHeart and with Dave Sinclair Automotive Group to conduct free cancer screenings right there at three different locations. Dave Sinclair Buick on the 7th of September, Dave Sinclair Lincoln St. Peter's on the 14th of September, and Dave Sinclair Ford on the 21st of September. So first off, out of the box, how you guys doing? Thank you for joining me. Appreciate you.
Jamie, this is Tony. Just one correction real quick.
Yeah.
The dates are September 6th for Dave Sinclair Buick, September 13th for Dave Sinclair Lincoln and St. Peter's, September 20th for Dave Sinclair Ford, and
okay,
September 27th at Dave Sinclair Lincoln in Manchester, all four Wednesdays in September.
Okay, great. Well, thank you for that correction, because I have right in front of me all these dates, and it's all a day off. So sorry about that. But we'll make sure that it's all, because I've got this news release that has those dates on it. So I'm sorry about that part of it. But we'll get it all together, because if you guys go ahead and check out Urology of St. Louis's website or the Dave Sinclair Automotive Group website, it's all going to be up there for you. Dr. Matt Spellman, first of all, hello, my brother. How you doing?
I'm great. And it is not a it's a great thing having you as a neighbor, Jamie. I enjoy it tremendously.
Yeah.
And now you used to run the neighborhood so often. Now your son runs the neighborhood, and he's literally an Adonis as he runs through the neighborhood.
So, oh yeah.
I've just tremendously enjoyed having you. We're actually two houses apart, and it's been a blast.
Yeah, man. I tell you what, Spellman family's awesome, and Dr. Matt, here's the thing. It's the prostate cancer. First of all, this is a blood screening, so it's not what you guys might think of when you think about prostate cancers or screenings. But this is so important, and actually one of the things that a lot of guys miss. Correct?
Correct. This is first of all, you hit it right on the head. It's a blood test. This is just stone cold easy. You don't have to fast. You just have to come in and get a blood test. And what the test checks is a protein that your body makes. Your prostate's like a little manufacturing plant that makes a lot of proteins. It's a gland. And on a layman's term, as the prostate's more active, it will make more of this PSA. And one of the activities that we don't want, obviously, but it's very prevalent, about one in six men over the course of their life could get diagnosed with prostate cancer. But this protein becomes elevated when there's a prostate cancer. So if we check it and it's elevated, then we get you into one of our 20 offices across the Metroplex, and we figure out what's going on. And then we have the service line of ancillary services, doctors. Over 20 of our doctors take care of prostate cancer. And you know what you have to do is you have to get the test for us to help you. So if we can figure this out and we can get this going, and we can help a lot of guys. There's just no doubt since the Sinclair family started this screening process that we've saved lives. I mean, we're talking about hundreds of patients every year getting screened. We find cancer, and we've cured cancer and taken care of a lot of patients because these folks have made a commitment to doing this. So it's just been a tremendous event. I think we're working on 17 years of doing this.
Yeah, and as you point out, prostate cancer is highly treatable, but the important thing is you gotta catch it, because if you don't catch it, and it can advance very quickly, and it seems to me that there aren't too many, if any, visible or apparent symptoms that are going to be obvious to you. Correct?
correct. If you get to the point where you're having symptoms, it's more significantly risky that the cancer's already spread. The other way to say it is if we get to you and we get a PSA check and it's elevated, it's highly likely we're going to find the cancer at a much, much earlier stage and a much more likely event that it's going to be curable or at the very least very treatable. So, you know, we're looking to cure people. You know, we're looking to help them and we're looking to find them early. And you're right, the PSA will have a lead time that generally is far in advance of any symptoms.
I gotcha. And is there any age, and we're talking with Dr. Matt Spellman from the Urology of St. Louis Partners, is there an age time or is it any age that ought to be screened?
I think it's a great question. I think we need to make it simple for folks so that it makes sense. Generally speaking, any male in their 40s should start with a PSA. And we used to worry a lot more about whether a patient had family history, which is obviously very important. But really, to get that initial PSA in your 40s makes a ton of sense. And then as you mature through life, as you make it into your late 60s and 70s, if the PSA's already been normal advancing through those ages, there's going to be a time when you can stop worrying about it. But really, any male advancing through life, especially getting into their 60s and early 70s, should also still think about having a PSA. So we don't think there's a time where you really shouldn't check it, but we know there's a time where it makes sense to at least get a baseline and see where you're at. And then, you know, based on the level of what the PSA is, then we make some recommendations about how anxious to get about follow-up or other workup. And so, you know, sometimes a guy comes in and the PSA is stone cold normal and we can tell him, you know, we really are confident the next 3 to 5 years you may not need to check this. But very often it turns into kind of a yearly blood test that's just very easy to check.
Yeah, no doubt. Dr. Matt Spellman, yeah, definitely. Urology of St. Louis and the Sinclair Automotive Group, of course, hosting three every Wednesday in September. These Wednesdays in September, the 6th, the 13th, and the 20th. And it's from 4 to 6:30 p.m. So you guys can go there right after work. No worries, nothing there. Tony Godfrey with the Sinclair Automotive Group and Sinclair Buick GMC. Buddy, first of all, thank you for having an awesome dealership and an awesome automotive group. And what prompted the Sinclair Group to get involved in this?
Well, Dave Sinclair was my father-in-law, and he was diagnosed with prostate cancer close to 20 years ago. And they found it early enough to where he got treated, and he was fine after that. And he thought, why not do this? Everyone at the dealership, all males at the dealership should do this. So he made us all get in line, sign up for a PSA test, and then he expanded that out to his customers and the St. Louis community. And he thought it was important, and it's an easy way to save a man's life, he said.
Right on. Certainly a legendary name in St. Louis and legendary dealerships all over. And thank God he caught it early. And again, it's not something that people think about. And you kind of put it off. And a lot of people don't wind up just kind of getting their regular doctor's appointments in and all that kind of stuff. And especially during COVID, people were staying away from medical facilities and doctors and things like that. But now's the time to get right back into it. And the Sinclair family knows how important that is. That's for sure, Tony, right?
It's nice and easy, Jamie. It's a walk-in. You don't need to make an appointment. You just walk into the showroom floor at any one of these four locations, and you can have the test done and get your results back in less than a week to 10 days.
That's great. I really appreciate you guys being part of all this, and thank God that obviously it paid off for the family, for the Sinclair family, when Dave wound up catching this super early. So, Tony Godfrey, really appreciate you guys. And is there a main website people would go to for all the info on the screening here, guys, or do they just go to Sinclair Automotive Group and Urology of St. Louis?
You can go to DaveSinclair.com, and it's on there. And then I'm sure it's on the Urology's website also.
Yes, we'll have it on our website, and we'll make sure that you know, the process we get. You get the blood test, and then our website also has a ton of information for people that are curious. If your PSA, you know, we have a physician that will review all these PSAs free of charge for you, and obviously then we will reach out to patients that we think are at risk and offer care. And so it won't just be you'll get a blood test in the mail and not know what to do with it. This will be a follow through, and we'll make sure that these things get followed through in a way where you have access. So
yes,
you are right, Jamie. There's been this tremendous kind of tick in healthcare that that, you know, coming out of COVID and coming out of, you know, getting back to getting in a comfortable position to be, you know, with physicians in these healthcare locations. This is perfect. It's just a perfect event to help folks kind of get back and make sure that they're not missing something silly.
Yeah, no doubt. And just real quickly, Dr. Matt Spellman of Urology of St. Louis, how recent is the dawn of the PSA test? Because back in the day, the old days, you know, we all know what the whole prostate cancer exam was all about. And this has really opened up a lot of doors and probably saved a lot of lives, because there are some people who just avoid it for that reason. But the PSA test kind of created some kind of groundbreaking moment, I think, right?
It really did. And, you know, the test really came out in about the late 80s, about 88. And then it took us through the 90s to kind of understand, you know, what it really meant. And then the fallacy is to think that every elevated PSA is a cancer. You know, what it really does is gets the kind of the horse to the water, right? It's a test where if it's elevated, then we need to figure out if its elevation is actually being caused by cancer. It's been a tremendous success in the medical community, leading to the patients about what we do now. So we're going to find, you know, 300,000 patients with prostate cancer this year. And a lot of that has to do with being aggressive about screening with the PSAs. And if we do these screenings right with the Sinclair Auto Group, we're going to find some more cancers and going to help some more people. So it's a test that has led to saving lives. There's no doubt about it.
All right, you guys. Dr. Matt Spellman of Urology of St. Louis and Tony Godfrey of the Sinclair Automotive Group, thank you guys a ton for what you're doing. Really appreciate you taking care of my listeners and beyond. So we'll talk to you guys soon. Best of luck in September.
Thanks very
much,
Jamie.
All right, you guys. That is Common Sense Radio, Allman in the Morning, and 314-566-6104 is your phone line for anything you want to talk about from what you have heard today.